This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. A storm system that has wreaked havoc across Central Europe brought devastating floods to the northern Italian region of Emilia-Romagna on Thursday for the second year in a row. Sean Hogan reports.
The low-pressure system, named Boris, has wreaked deadly havoc across central Europe, causing the worst flooding in more than two decades. As the system moved west over Italy, the acting president of Emilia-Romagna told public radio it had rained non-stop for 48 hours. Authorities in the town of Lugo ordered the evacuation of all ground-floor residences after the local Senio River broke its banks. The National Fire Department said it carried out more than 500 rescue operations in the area. Over 1,000 people were evacuated overnight from their homes as three rivers overflowed. Schools were closed and rail services suspended in several provinces on Thursday. Floods and mudslides were also affecting the neighbouring regions of Tuscany and Marca.
Sean Hogan for Reuters.
The global hunt for who supplied Hezbollah with the thousands of pagers that exploded in Lebanon this week continued Thursday. Lebanese Health Minister Firas Abiad says those who perpetrated the attacks had no regard for civilian life.
This is an act of aggression against non-combatants, you know, community people, even if some of them are combatants. But this is a non-discriminatory act of attack.
Security sources say that Israel was responsible for the explosions on Tuesday that killed 12 people and injured thousands. It is not clear how and when the pagers were weaponized, so they could be remotely detonated. The same question remains for the hundreds of handheld radios that exploded on Wednesday in a second wave of attacks. How and with whose help the pager attack was carried out was not yet known, although so far there were possible leads in Taiwan, Hungary, and Bulgaria. This is VOA News. Mpox is spreading. AP correspondent Sam Mednick reports.
Kamituga in Congo's South Kivu province is the epicenter of this outbreak, and Kamituga is where this new outbreak began and where a new strain of the virus was found earlier this year. Health officials say that if the situation is not brought under control here, that the situation is going to be extremely hard to control in eastern Congo as well as in neighboring countries. Mpox is a disease that can be transferred through contact, but this new virus, health officials say, is extremely transmissible through sex. The international community is struggling here to stem the flow. They say they do not have enough resources, there's not enough money, and they do not have what they need in order to stop the chain of transmission. What everyone here says they need most are vaccines, which have yet to arrive.
Sam Mednick for the AP. An explanation of the death of a Japanese schoolboy in China has been requested by Japan. Fiona Jones reports.
Japanese Foreign Minister Yoko Kamikawa confirmed in a statement that the 10-year-old died in the early hours of Thursday morning, a day after the attack in the city of Shenzhen. Chinese authorities said the boy was stabbed on his way to school by a 44-year-old assailant. The schoolboy was a Japanese national, like his father, while his mother is a Chinese citizen. On Thursday afternoon, people laid wreaths at the gate of the Shenzhen school. The attack took place on the anniversary of an incident in 1931 that triggered war between China and Japan. It's a sensitive date at a time when diplomatic relations are strained.
Fiona Jones for Reuters. Malaysian police detained a CEO and other leaders of an Islamic group during a probe into child sex abuse. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Malaysian police have detained a CEO and other leaders of an Islamic business group as a probe into child sex abuse widens. Cameras click as several men and women from Islamic business group GISB arrive at the High Court. They were arrested following a police raid on a condominium in the Malaysian capital. They ranged in age from 25 to 65. The arrests came after police rescued hundreds of children believed to be sexually abused from welfare homes linked to the group. Dozens of suspects were arrested in the case, which outraged the nation and sparked calls for better child protection and monitoring of childcare centres. I'm Karen Chamas.
Barcelona Sagrada Familia announced on Thursday the construction of the Tower of Jesus Christ, the temple's tallest, will be finished in 2025. The tower's final panel is expected to go on the tower in late 2024 before work starts on the last part of the tower, Sagrada Familia press department said in a statement. The world-famous building, which was designed by architect Antoni Gaudi, started in 1882. For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.